Lyrics coming at you with supersonic speed. Summer, lama, doom, lama, you assuming I'm a human. What I gotta do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, and I made a rubber. So that anything you say is taking shaking off of me and it'll glue to you. And devastating, more than ever demonstrating how to give a motherfucking audience a feeling like it's levitating, never fading. And I know the haters are forever waiting for the day that they can see I fell off. They'll be celebrating, cause I know the way to get them motivated. I make elevating music, you make elevator music. Oh, he's too mainstream. Well, that's what they do when they get jealous, they confuse it. It's not hip hop, it's pop.
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from accessing this sound.
Welcome, welcome. Rolling Off Track Podcast, number 27, episode 27. How's it going there, Internet? Doing all right. Here in the 505 Albuquerque, it's myself, Mr. B. And you heard him before, he's on again. DJ Problems, how you doing?
What's going on, 505?
Yes, sir. Shout out, these shout outs. You have any shout outs, buddy?
Yeah, to all my listeners and fans, I love you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Keep up the tweets, please.
Tweets, yep, tweets. That's a lot of support you get from the tweeters, huh?
Yeah, that and the people that follow me, man, it just blows me away. It astonishes me that getting in touch with dudes that I want to. Pretty cool shit.
Oh yeah. Twitter's good for podcast people and a DJ like yourself and getting your word out, getting your music out and stuff like that.
Yes sir.
Cool. So thanks for joining me, number 27, DJ.
Not a problem, man. I'm glad to be here.
Cool. Yep. So, we got the early week episode and talking some tech, games, movies, whatever comes through the internet. I think we'll try and cover it. We got a lot of stuff to cover. So, we'll start off with, games, movies. Have you been playing any games or movies?
I've been doing the GTA 5 still.
Oh, yeah.
I'm addicted to that damn game.
I think I mentioned last time, is it still taking up all your time?
It is. I stay up too damn late playing that game, dude, but no doubt I have some good times, dude.
are you playing online or are you playing alone doing like the campaign and stuff?
I can't get into the campaign, man. I just think it's too boring now that it's online and stuff like that, dude. You can play with the homies, man. You meet new people, you know, you link up, we started a crew, me and my dude, man.
Oh, nice.
So we're kind of doing that, trying to get more people to join so that way we can stomp some people out, man.
Oh, yeah. I think you can make your own name your own group, right?
Yeah, you can name your own group. You start off making your own character. It's kind of crazy, dude. It even goes back to like how you look. You know, you can choose the grandparents and how they look. You know, color, race, you know, whatever, dude. It's crazy shit. And then it's like all of a sudden you're a product of all of that shit. And you create your own character and dress them up, tattoo them, rob banks or gas stations, whatever, you know.
Yeah, something you won't do in real life, huh?
Right. Some people take it into their own hands to do that, man. They're fucking
And, I guess a lot of news say that some crimes and some bad stuff that's been going on, they've been blaming the game, but... You know, it's all the parents and just gotta take care of the kids and talk to their kids.
All right.
You know, try and blame the games, buddy.
It's like blaming the music, man. You can't, like, you know, a lot of people blame Eminem for the shit that happened, and that wasn't because of him, man. That was something he rapped about, talked about, you know?
Yeah.
They took offense to it.
That's right. Now they blame the music too, try to blame the music.
Yeah, they try to blame him and the music, and you can't do that to just because some person's gonna stand out and stand up for what they believe in or talk about situations people normally don't talk about.
Yeah.
Cause some controversy, bro.
GTA 5, broke a few records here. Did you hear about that? Guinness records?
Really?
Best selling action adventure video game in 24 hours.
No way.
Best selling video game in 24 hours.
Wow.
Fastest entertainment property to gross $1 billion. Fastest video game to gross $1 billion. Highest grossing video game in 24 hours. Highest revenue generated by an entertainment product in 24 hours. And the last one, most viewed trailer for an action adventure video game.
Damn.
That broke some Guinness records right there, buddy.
Must be nice, huh?
Must be nice.
Bunch of nerds creating some, some games, dude, and they make it into the records.
Yeah.
That's badass. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think Call of Duty was like up there, but I guess it never broke any records.
Wow. You know, see, that's what I always thought. Like, Call of Duty was the thing to do, you know what I mean? And I don't even play it anymore, sad to say that, dude, because I love that game, but I got into the Battlefield for like maybe a week, and that was really cool. That's more realistic than Call of Duty, you know what I mean? You actually have to do some work. But GTA 5 is just, dude, it's awesome.
Pretty good. Did you get to download the demo for Battlefield 4?
I didn't, man, but I was watching, a few people had got the beta version of it and were testing it out.
Oh yeah.
And that shit's badass, man.
Yeah. And it's gonna be on the next gen too, PS4?
See, that's what I'm waiting for. You know, I don't wanna keep buying the games for the 3 if I'm just gonna scoop the 4. And of course, dude, I'm just gonna get it for the studio, you know what I mean? For the friends and the homies and, you know, the family to just play it when they're sitting here listening to music or whatever.
It's like hanging out, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty good. And, did you play any other games?
You know, honestly, I haven't, buddy. I miss Twisted Metal. Not even gonna lie, I love Twisted Metal, dude. That was the shit back in the day on the PS1, you know what I mean?
The PS1?
Bring it back a little old school, but.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever play for the PS2?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, it was alright.
They should bring it back, man. And put it online, you know what I mean? That would be some
cool. And put shit. It on, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think everybody would get into that one too, cause Twisted Metal was pretty popular back in the day, huh?
Ooh, Mr. Sweet Tooth. That's my boy right there.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I played some, Need for Speed Shift too.
Ooh, how's that?
Yeah, that's good. It's been out for a while, but every now and then I go back to it, and this past week I got into it and started racing, and.
I love all the Need for Speed, they have a lot of them, dude. There's like 16 of them, I think, out or something like that. I mean, like 10 to 16 of those games out. And they're all badass, you know.
Yeah. One reason why I got into the Need for Speed this weekend was I was flipping the channels and I came across Formula One racing. So I started watching that, and after that I was like, oh man, I want to play some kind of racing game. So I had Need for Speed and I put that in and started playing that one.
Get you pumped up, huh? Watching Formula One?
Yeah.
Dude, it's like watching a UFC, man. I get all on my toes and they're doing like 190 miles an hour down the fronts, dude. And just intense shit.
I bet if you're there live, you know, like the sound is just like loud.
Right?
Yeah. You know? And, I played some, Zombie Apocalypse for the PS3 also.
What's that like?
It's a top down shooter. So the camera's on top and you're facing down. So there's
what is that like, third person, you're standing over the character?
Or more,
is it like
more,
first person?
It's more like a third person, but you're more on top, like you can see their head on top.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then you know third person is kind of like at an angle in back of them.
Right.
Yeah, but this one's a top down and, four different characters. It's sort of like Left 4 Dead.
I haven't played that. I haven't even heard of that game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's like four characters at a time and, you can play with the four players and you just, control one of them and zombies are coming in all different directions and you just, progress through the level and you just shoot them and level up and get energy and get guns and just kill.
Hell yeah. Is this something like, I never really played it much, but like something like Final Fantasy or something where you have like more than one character around in the game and you kind of control what goes on in the game throughout that?
Oh no, it's just not like, there's no like QuickTime movies or no turn-based.
Oh, it's just all plan. Action. And
it's
you're
just
fighting
all action.
And going through the game.
Yeah. Well, I guess I would for you then I would recommend a Zombie Apocalypse or Left 4 Dead. Try it out, buddy.
Yeah, man. I'm definitely gonna test those out, dude.
So on Sunday, October 13th, me and Mrs. B got into or me. Mrs. B and our son, we got into Walking Dead.
Oh man, love Walking Dead. I didn't see the episode, and everybody was like thinking, "Oh man, you know, what is it gonna be like? What do you think's gonna happen? What do you think this is gonna bring, like this season, you know, or this? What is it, the second tale of the last season, or something like that?"
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to see it, man, but I didn't even hear anything about it. So I was thinking to myself, you know, driving the other day, I was like, man. I wonder if it was any good, because I didn't even really hear anybody talk about it after, you know, Walking Dead ended, and it was like, oh, was it that good? Was it worth watching? Was it, you know, I mean, I didn't hear anything, so I thought, shit.
Oh, okay.
What about you, man? Was it good? Did you see it?
Yeah, we watched it, and I guess just like any other season, when a season starts, it kind of starts off just like kind of gets the story going.
Yeah.
So there was a few action scenes, and but it just basically got the story going, and I think the next episode is gonna be pretty good.
You think there's a lot of stuff happening?
Yeah, I think a lot of stuff's gonna start happening. And yeah, when Walking Dead returned this past Sunday, it was 16.1 million viewers. That's a lot of viewers.
What was GTA 5? 1 billion or what was it?
1 billion, yeah, 1 billion.
Yeah.
Yep, GTA.
16.5 million people, huh?
Yes, sir.
That's a lot of people.
And that's right at that time too. Sitting every 16.1 million 16.1 instead of 16.5. 16.1 million people sitting on their couches watching Walking Dead this past Sunday. Can you imagine that?
Imagine that all in one place.
Oh,
oh my God.
And, you know, like they say, number one zombie rule you get in attack is, you gotta get some cardio in you.
There you go. You
gotta be in shape to outrun them. And then, another one is, double tap. You double tap those zombies, you know, they're not dead. If you hit them one time, you gotta hit them again.
There you go.
You know, another one is, beware of bathrooms. You're vulnerable when you're sitting on the toilet, buddy. That's right, huh?
Shit.
So coming in.
Having a shitty day, right?
Yeah. Talk about, yeah. Right. Then, another one's, buckle up. When you're in a ride, buckle up. It's gonna be, hit them around, crash it, hit into them. Yeah, you don't have to worry about going out your windshield or stuff like that.
There you go. Or if it rolls when you skid on the bodies.
Travel light, another one. Travel light. Just don't forget your PS Vita so you can play some games on the way.
Yeah, there you go.
Another one, don't be a hero. Don't be a hero. I guess
be a zero and flee the scene.
Yeah, just...
Every man for himself.
Yeah. Just grab somebody, grab the food and take off, huh?
I'm glad it ain't me. That's what I would be saying.
Yeah. Pretty good. Start off with another local story here in the 505. Six New Mexico breweries take home medals for making beer here in New Mexico. Six breweries. So I guess one of them is the El Vecino Brewing Company. Have you ever been there?
I haven't, man, but I have heard some really good things about them, and I heard they have some really good beer.
Yeah. Another one is a Second Street Brewery. I've never been there.
I've never even heard of them. I didn't know they had a brewery.
Yeah. It says they're in Santa Fe, so I guess that's why we never heard of them or people talking about it.
I used to look back up in Santa Fe a lot, dude, and I never, maybe it's just, maybe, I wonder if it's like a local spot. I wonder if it's like a, kind of like the regulars, you know what I mean? This is the Cheers type bar, you know, everybody goes there, you know, that local hangout water hole, whatever you want to call it.
Oh yeah, like something
it's
in the back.
It's like a massive kind of, you know, like food type place or something. You have to check it out.
Yeah, Second Street Brewery. Another one, my favorite, Marble Brewery.
Yeah.
Sierra Blanca Brewing Company also. I guess down in Moriarty. They got a medal for one of their Sierra Nut Brown Ales.
Yeah.
Blue Corn Brewery.
Ever heard of them?
Blue Corn. I think that's right by Century Rio 24.
Oh, up there, up the I-25. I don't know what they call it. The I-25 Plaza or somewhere around there.
Like right there by, what was that, Texas?
Texas Land and Cattle?
Texas Land and Cattle, buddy. Did you watch any movies in the theater?
I seen The Great Gatsby, man. And I seen it in the dollar movies, but it was still badass. Dude, that, oh man. Let me tell you, that movie is worth buying and watching over and over and over again.
I haven't watched it yet.
Deception, man. Deception. Pure deception. It's crazy. It's such a good movie, man.
Great Gatsby. I gotta check it out.
And you know, I'm not a fan of Leonardo DiCaprio so much, but dude, I mean, that dude is a good actor. Man, he played a really good role in that movie, man. And that was a turning point. I was like, wow, man, this guy he does some good work, man. It really changed my perspective, dude. So I was like, yeah, man, that's a good pickup. I'm glad I got to check that out.
You know, when somebody says Leonardo DiCaprio, what's the first movie that comes to your head?
The fucking Titanic.
Yeah, I know.
And you know, I guess I never really watched it, so I can't really be a critic, you know what I mean?
About Titanic?
Yeah, I mean, like, I didn't watch the Titanic with Leonardo DiCaprio in it.
DiCaprio, or you what's it, DiCaprio?
I didn't, you know, no hate.
No hate, yeah, he's a good actor.
Yeah, he's a good actor, man.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Inception?
Yeah, no, dude, I think we talked about that last time, and I don't think I have. Insidious or something? I can't remember.
No, this one's Inception. It's kind of like a dream within a dream within a dream. They do a lot of crazy stuff in that movie. Oh, check it out.
I think I have seen that. Who's in that movie, man? I know, man, some familiar faces are in that movie, but they put them to sleep, right? And then they go into a dream, and then they have to, like, do some other stuff.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, the dreams kind of collapse, and if you die in your dream or whatever, and they don't wake you up, you're kind of, like, stuck in this, like, limbo.
Yes, sir, you got
it. Is that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's a crazy movie, and they're chasing that one guy, right? Or they're trying to put some dude to sleep because someone got lost in someone's dream or something.
Yeah, 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 you got it right, buddy. Yeah, yeah, they're trying to catch,
on that plane.
Yeah, on that plane. I'm trying to figure his name, but, Leonardo DiCaprio, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
Ellen Page and, Tom Hardy's in this one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't figure out the other guy's name.
That also is a good, really good movie, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another one, Leonardo's in, so he's a pretty good actor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I agree.
And, what's playing in theater right now is, Captain Phillips, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, Gravity, Machete Kills, and Runner. You gonna see any of those?
I don't know. I honestly, man, dude, I'm so into the music, man. I can't say that I would go see any of those movies right at the moment.
Yeah, me and my family, we like watching movies, so we might hit up one of them.
I wanna actually see, the Meatballs movie, man. I know it's a Pixar movie? Something like that?
Yeah.
And man, Pixar makes some great flicks, dude. I like A Bug's Life, man. You know, and that's way back, you know?
Yeah.
So all those Pixar movies are good, man. So I'd love to check one of those out, you know?
When, Meatballs 2 came out, yeah, we watched that in theaters. It's a good movie. It's funny.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Then, opening this week, theaters, Carrie, Escape Plan, The Fifth Estate, Hellbenders. That's about it.
That'd be a good movie, Hellbenders.
Yeah. Oh, is it a chick flick? I'm in love with a church girl. That's with a Ja Rule guy.
Rapper Ja Rule.
Rapper Ja Rule. Has he made any albums yet?
I mean, I haven't heard him doing any work, you know, in a good minute.
Yeah. And then Escape Plan is Stallone and Schwarzenegger. Did you see
them? They're making movies together, huh?
Yeah, they're doing alright. They're doing pretty good. And then a Carrie, I guess it's a remake of the Carrie movie. You ever watch the old school Carrie movies?
Stephen King, right? Something like that?
Is it Stephen King?
I'm not too sure.
I don't know. It's a horror movie though. Don't take your kids. Albuquerque minimum wage increases in 2014.
It's about time.
So it's going from $7.60 to $8.60.
It's better than a kick in the pants, man.
Yep.
If anything helps.
Anything helps, buddy. And here's another story from New Mexico. Wanted man mistakenly released from New Mexico jail. Robert Sandman, 52, is wanted for questioning in a Georgia homicide case. So I guess he was in jail here in Albuquerque, and they released him, accidentally released him.
How do you accidentally release somebody, man?
I don't know.
Oh, man, dude. Something happened there.
Yeah. I guess he was like you said, convicted of killing his wife.
Oh my God. And they let him out.
So I guess they're looking for him now? Crazy, huh?
If anybody sees him, they better help him out and turn him in.
Turn him in, man. He did a bad thing.
Yeah, you don't want that guy in your closet when you come home from a hard day's work and he jumps out and decides to have his way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and at the same time, it's almost Halloween too, man.
Yeah, so you never know, man.
Never
hide your
know.
Kids, hide your wife.
Hide your hide your GTA 5, buddy.
Right.
20,000 bees removed from elderly woman's home. Thousands of bees were removed Saturday from a 98-year-old woman's home in Cocoa Beach. I guess they built hives and just like 20,000 bees just living in her home with her. Could you live with 20,000 bees in your home?
No way, man. I heard, they said, I can't remember, man. I was on, one of the Jackass movies. They were gonna decide to play, what is that, like, tetherball? That ball that's attached to, like, a big pole and just kind of smack it around?
Yeah, tetherball?
They were gonna do tetherball with a beehive. and the dude was like, you know, 20 bee stings can kill a man or whatever the hell, or 100 bee stings. I can't remember what it was.
Uh-huh.
And the homeboy turns around and he's like, well, then what the hell are we doing here? Why are we doing this? So, I mean, you know, that was with 1,000 bees. I can only imagine what 20,000 can be like, man. That's
like a,
making honey.
Yeah. That's like a handful compared to 1,000, huh?
Right.
20 bees just coming at you. Yeah, so I guess they finally cleaned it out. I guess they didn't kill him, but they vacuumed out the bees from their hives and they placed them somewhere else because bees are like they don't want to make them an endangered species.
Right, right.
Yeah, so they didn't kill him or anything like that. So they vacuumed them up and took them to a different place.
That's good relocation, man.
Yeah, start making that honey again.
There you go, money in that, dude.
Money in the honey.
Good one.
there's your next remix, buddy. Money
there
in the
you
honey.
Go. Money in the honey remix. Get the bees out.
Yo, with the bees. Six new Chevy models get support for Siri's eyes-free mode. So you remember how the Siri is from the iPhone?
Yeah, the Siri.
Yeah, they're going to put that in the Camaro, Cruise, Equinox, Malibu, the SS, and the Volt. So you'll be able to almost like talk to your car.
You know, dude, my thing with that is I posted some stuff on Facebook not too long ago about how I just, you know, watching car commercials and stuff like that and seeing how they're developing cars and spending so much money on cars, man. I just think it's, oh man, it made me so upset to see, like, you know, they say, oh, we need a bailout and this and that.
Oh yeah.
Yet they turn around and they just like, oh, well, we're going to put this and that in there. It's like, well, you know, maybe you think they would try something economical instead of trying to load it up with a bunch of bullshit, and then it's like, oh, well, we want it this much.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, you just bailed yourself out, and now you're back at the watering hole pulling the same shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They just want to make something and make some money, huh?
I just think they're wasting money, man. They could be more productive with, you know, trying to change whatever crap they're trying to do, I guess, save the planet and, you know, go eco-friendly, but they're spending it on Siri and, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hands free devices, huh?
I guess it works. Don't get a ticket.
Don't
talk
get a
to
ticket.
Siri and don't get a ticket.
Yeah. Would you get one? Would you get a Siri installed in your ride?
No. No way.
Just keep it old school, huh?
She don't even help me out while I'm trying to talk to her on the phone, man. I hit my phone and, oh man, I got stupid shit coming up on the internet and I don't even use that thing. I can't even, she don't understand what I'm trying to tell her.
She don't understand, yo.
She's wasting my time, Siri.
Wasting your time. And then, twice as many people buying iPhone 5Ss instead of the iPhone 5Cs. You know how the 5Cs, they were more colorful and they're supposed to be more toward the college kids or the high school kids?
They don't want them.
Yeah, they don't want the 5Cs, they want the 5Ss with the, ID fingerprint sensor.
Keeping it classy, bro. You gotta step your game up in this day and age, I guess. You gotta have the newest best shit.
Yo. Did you hear, it's raining? It's literally raining diamonds on Saturn.
No way.
Yo. You know how Saturn is not a land, but it's like a gas planet?
Yeah, it's a gaseous planet.
Yeah, so I guess in their atmosphere, I guess the same chemicals that make diamonds, when it's coming from the sky, so-called sky from Saturn, when it's falling down, the chemicals mix up. I think it's like a mix of methane, carbon, and some other things. When the gravity is pulling all that stuff in, it forms, what was the black stuff called? Coal, like a coal?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it forms a coal. Then the closer it gets to the center of Saturn, it kind of like compresses. So when it compresses so much, it turns into a diamond.
So millions of pounds of pressure are pushing it in as it's falling into Saturn's atmosphere or whatever its gas is.
Yeah.
By that time that it hits wherever it needs to hit, it's like, well, what the hell are we doing here, man? What are we doing here? Talk about a bailout. Why don't you waste your money on a spaceship to Saturn and catch some of those diamonds that we need?
Yeah, but then they're saying if they were to do something like that, take somebody over there, take a machine over there, because it's literally like at that moment it's making diamonds because all that compression.
Right.
So if they were to do something, put something up there or put something up there, they wouldn't survive because all that compression would just compress somebody and I guess kind of shrink them. So it wouldn't really work.
I'm pretty sure they could fly something through there. Probably not even that. It probably wouldn't survive.
Yeah. Oh. Tell Iron Man to get up there, huh?
There you go.
You
can click the little metal heels together and tell him there's no place like home.
Yep. And the world's fastest Wi-Fi makes Google Fiber look like dial-up.
No way.
The world's fastest, they reached up to 100 gigabits per second.
Holy smoke.
Compared to, I guess, what everybody average gets in their home, let's say 20 megabits per second compared to 100 gigabits per second. That's like 100 times, over 100 times more.
You know what, man? I think I'm only getting about, not even gonna lie, I think I'm getting about 3 or 6.8 megabits per second.
Oh, really?
I don't know if that's bad, but when I do a network connection status or whatever on the PS3.
Yeah.
I think it says like 3.8 or something. My buddy says like 6.8. So, I mean, I don't think that's very much, man. I think that's relatively slow. Is that slow?
If it's only you, like a person at a time, then that's not slow. That's pretty good for just, two or three people. That's pretty good.
I mean, I have like my phone. Of course, I have the studio computer going, you know, the PS3, you know, so there's a couple things on there. And I mean, it's still a decent speed. But
yeah.
100 gigs? My God.
Yeah, that's a lot, man. So, yeah, you're running pretty good, bro. You're running pretty good. The Skype is working right now.
Yeah, there you go.
And then the Xbox One, friends, they're saying that you could do, you can add up to 1,000 friends on your profile.
Really?
Yep. So, I think it was, how much was it? It was like 100 right now?
You're at 100?
No, I think that's like the limit, like 100.
Oh, really?
Yeah, then after that, you gotta delete somebody to add somebody else to do that right now. But now, after Xbox One, it's gonna be 1,000 friends.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Yep. And then, one thing they're doing too is, they're gonna do like a follow feature. Like you do on Twitter, you follow people.
No way.
So you can have like an unlimited follower and you can, just follow different people without being their friends and just see what they're playing, what they're doing.
That's cool, man. I hope they do something like that for the PS.
Yeah. So, yes, sir. And I guess coming soon to your cable box, Netflix. They're trying to get a Netflix to be like on your Comcast box.
So you can get it through your TV instead of having to do it through like internet or whatever the case.
Yeah, instead of like trying to buy an Apple TV or a Roku or Chromecast, you can just get a new box from Comcast and watch Netflix on there. Do you do a lot of Netflix?
Dude, I had Netflix. A buddy of mine hooked me up. He came over and, you know, helped me out. And then I guess my PS3 just shit on me, dude, and I had to restart it and reboot it, and I lost my Netflix. So I've been starving with just sitting here watching the hundreds of movies I got.
Oh, okay.
I want to see some new stuff, man, because I've seen these movies hundreds of times.
Do you want to see Kris Jenner, Bruce Jenner, staying on the Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
No.
I just wanted to put that story in, see if I get some response from that.
let's hear some responses.
Yeah, listeners out there, if you like this, just comment on it. Kris Jenner, Bruce Jenner. I guess they're staying on the show. I guess they're leaving. I guess, I don't know.
You know, let me say this, man. Poor Bruce Jenner, brother. That's all I gotta say, man. That guy's really cool. I mean, poor dude, man.
Is he the dad?
I think he's like, you know, like the stepdad, you know, but he's always, you know, from the show, you know, seen it and stuff like that. He's been there since the beginning of, you know, their lives. You know, good dude, man. He's a really cool dude. It'd be cool to fly some RC planes or some shit with him. That'd be some cool shit, you know, hang out with the dude and just get to know him on a personal level, you know?
Yeah, Bruce. Instead
of him, TV.
Shout out to Bruce Jenner. What?
Yep.
And, Disney. You, everybody knows Disney. They figured out a way to do, virtual textures on a touchscreen, like a TV or a phone.
What is that? What do you mean by that? What does that mean?
Like, mostly for, blind people.
Oh, shoot.
So, like if you were to run your fingers on a screen, the screen would, sense your fingers and it would give you like certain vibrations and I guess like a little static electricity.
Yeah.
So all that, I guess there's a few more things too, but all that put together, if you were to feel like Braille, when you run your fingers across the screen, all that, combined together, it'll feel like there's bumps on there, so a blind person would be able to read stuff on the screen.
That's cool, dude.
Yep. And I guess one thing they demonstrated was, a jellyfish floating across. So when they put their hands on top of it, they kind of feel like the flow of the water on their fingers.
Really?
Yep. So that's just on a regular screen, and I guess Disney's putting that together, and they're trying to produce that.
That's awesome, man. Especially for some company, you know, Disney of all people, to do that. That's awesome.
Yep. Disney's making that money with the Pixar too.
Really?
Yep. You know, Disney bought Pixar.
Really?
Yep.
Dude, that dude ain't even alive, man, but I'm sure he's frozen up somewhere, just waiting to come out in the turn of the century like the Jetsons, man. They're just gonna unthaw him and he's gonna show up and he's back.
Ew. His brain is probably in some of those water, they keep the stuff in their water.
He's like on Futurama.
Yeah, his
the heads of the presidents and stuff.
Ew. So when the right time comes, they're going to bring him back, and he's going to be in their local Disneyland.
Greeting you with his head at the front gate.
Yo, throwing out cash.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Canon to bring 150 jobs to Albuquerque. The Fortune 500 company is bringing jobs to Albuquerque. Canon Information Technology. The yes. Camera and digital producers.
Yeah, awesome.
Yep. So they're going to be... it even says the exact address, 4041 Jefferson Plaza Northeast.
That's a pretty good part of town. I think that's an industrial area, but I'm not too sure.
Oh, okay. Hit them up, April of 2014 at 4041 Jefferson Plaza Northeast and ask them for a job.
All the techies.
Yes, sir. Go get it. Get it. Did you hear about the PlayStation Vita, the 2000? Is going to use a LCD versus the OLED from the original Vitas, the screen.
So they're going to go back to another screen.
The first Vitas that came out, they were using OLED screens, which is like high. It's like the display is like all I can say is like it's awesome. It's clear. It's the colors are
vivid and stuff like
that. Yeah, and so now the newer ones are going to come out. They're going to use LCD screens, and it shows a comparison, and the LCDs is not as good as OLED. They're good, but they're not as good as the OLED. So, and the reason why they're doing that is they want to drop the prices on the PS Vita, so that's why they're doing that.
They're already making enough money, man. Just let the people have it. Give them something for the year to look forward to and say, hey, look, you know, whatever. They make a lot of money, man.
And are you into Angry Birds?
No, dude, I was for a while, man, but I haven't played that in, oh man, I used to have an Android, so of course I played Angry Birds a lot, but ever since I got the iPhone, man, I kind of missed that game. It was a pretty cool game.
Well, coming December 11th, Angry Birds Go-Kart Racing.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. They're gonna do everything they can with those birds and those pigs.
Making that money, dude, that was a paper chasing dream that just blew up.
Yeah, and it was all free too, and this game too, the go-kart one, is going to be free to play, but I guess you'll be able to buy like a in-game purchasing. Yep, and with all those ads too, is all that free, because it's going to be free. Never know. So yeah, it'll be out December 11th.
It's right before my birthday, man.
Angry Birds. It's a free game. I'll send you a text and tell you, download it, they'll be your gift.
There you go. I'm excited.
I'll remind you.
Alright, buddy, thank you.
Panda coat. Would you buy a panda coat?
a real panda?
I don't know. It just says a panda coat.
If it's a real animal skin, no, man, because I like pandas. Not gonna lie. But if it was like just a sweatshirt, I don't know. Does it have a, does it like zip up all the way to the face and it has a mask on it?
Yeah.
Probably it does.
There's a
Halloween costume.
Yeah, it goes a little bit past down the waist, so covers your upper body and just goes a little bit down past your waist, and you can zip it. And the top of, I guess the hood is the head of the panda.
Does it have ears?
It has ears and everything.
Oh shit, man! You know, I don't know. It's not enough. Yeah, and that's a big style statement, brother. That's pretty risque.
And I guess it's called a softer fox fur, FAUX. Says it's softer than a real panda's fur, so there you go, DJ. They are not using real pandas.
All right, save the pandas.
Save the pandas. Yeah, pandas, get a panda coat.
If they hook me up, remember?
If they hook me up.
They hook me up, man, you know, if they hook me up for the right price, I might get it.
Yeah, hook me up and I'll hook you up.
Yeah, there you go, you know.
Yes, sir. And one more story that I want to bring up. November 2nd is the Extra Life. It's called Extra Life. Have you ever heard of Extra Life?
No, sir, I haven't. What is that?
Sort of a fundraiser for where gamers play 25 hours starting November 2nd. I think it was like 8 p.m. They play games straight for 25 hours, and you got to join a group. And when you join a group, that group plays games for 25 hours straight, and with that group, you kind of go out and you ask for donations, and you can watch them play, like, you know how they use Twitch and YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just basically people playing games, and you get to watch them, and you just donate money to them, and all that money, it goes to the Children's Miracle Network.
All right, good cause.
Yeah. I'll give you an example. There's a group that plays 25 hours, a PlayStation group.
Yeah.
And they usually broadcast on Twitch. And when you donate money, you can ask them to play a game of your choice. And they have a bunch of games put out just for that day. And when you donate some money, then they'll ask you what game you want them to play. And it's kind of like a fun thing they do. And when you donate money and you ask them to play like a dance game or some kind of crazy game. And if they don't like it, they still got to play it. So it's just something that they do.
That's cool, man. And that's awesome. That's for like a charity purpose. You know, that makes it even more worthwhile, dude. I think.
Yeah. And, 100% goes to the Children's Miracle Network hospitals.
Definitely down with that.
And, what I was thinking, but, you know, I'm just thinking out loud right now, but, that would be cool if, Albuquerque had, if maybe like, maybe he's like dreaming right now, but what if the, Rock Pod Army, kind of got together and, me and you and maybe like Mr. A and some other people, we got together, put up a webcam and started playing games for 25 hours, and we got people from Albuquerque to donate money, and you know, we put all that 100% money to our local children's hospital.
Harry Tingley, brother.
Yeah, something like that. So that would be awesome if we, you know, put something together like that.
Dude, I am so with that. Anything to do something charitable and something like that, dude. That's awesome. That's noble, dude. I'm down with that.
Yeah. So
let's do it, Albuquerque.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess we can ask the listeners if they're willing to watch us from a webcam and play some games for 25 hours straight, and all that money would go to our local Albuquerque Children's Hospital, Carrie Tingley.
That'd be awesome, man. I'd definitely let me pull some strings and see what I can do with the whole Carrie Tingley thing, and also, we can try Ronald McDonald House too, man. You know, that might be something we could look into.
You know,
I definitely would like to do the 100% donation to Carrie Tingley, but, yeah.
So just mention the Extra Life donation program for the kids. That'll be good, man. That'll be good. And last, we'll give some Twitter love.
Right.
There's this guy, MC J-Star. You know him?
I don't. Say, buddy.
But he says, I would flex, but I like this t-shirt.
You know, bust out, bro.
And then Max Grace Lewis says, at Rotpod, thanks Rotpod, you're awesome, talking about the podcast. And another one, do you think clouds look down on people and think that one's shaped like an idiot? Yeah, there's another one. If you're able to tweet about how tough your life is, it probably isn't that tough.
Dude, I can totally agree with that. It must be hard sending a tweet about how hard your life is.
Then one from around APQ, Walter White from Breaking Bad. I guess they're auctioning off a what's that thing when you put your ashes in? Urn?
Urn?
Yeah, I guess they're gonna be auctioning off his make believe urn from Breaking Bad.
Oh, dude.
And I guess that's a spoiler if you haven't caught up on Breaking Bad, Walter White dies and they're gonna be auctioning off his make believe urn.
Everybody get your hands on Walter White's ashes. And sprout a bunch of Walter Whites in the ABQ.
Walter White. Shout out to Walter White.
There you go.
Last one. Did you know that Chuck Norris destroyed the periodic table? It's because he only recognizes the element of surprise.
Oh, boo. That's a good one, man. That was a good one.
Pretty good.
That was good.
All right, DJ. It's the end of 27, buddy. Did you enjoy yourself?
I did. It was a good time, bud.
Any, your social media? You want to pimp your social media, buddy?
Hit me up on, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Vine, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, DJ Problems Official, and, shout out to all my followers and supporters. I love you guys a bunch. Thank you.
Nice. Pretty good, bro. Pretty good. And, at ROTPOD, and you can find everything. Everything we talked about at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. And Mr. DJ, any last words, buddy?
I can't wait for Halloween.